You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Nationals reporter, Bill Ladson. And Bill, the Nationals have hit a few speed bumps here in the last week, struggling a little bit. They've lost 6 out of 8 heading into a Wednesday afternoon game today with the Indians as we record this. And Tuesday night was a tough one to take. They hit into the ninth, and Jonathan Papelbon, for the second straight outing, had a rough outing. This time around, he didn't even record an out in blowing the save, and they take the loss. And I guess it's just one more or a little more evidence that, hey, this team needs to go out and get bullpen help here before the deadline. They're running out of time, Bill. Do you think they're going to pull this off and bring in a valuable arm before the deadline?
I think it depends. You know, we've heard that they're not willing to give up some of their top prospects, but, you know, you got to give to get, and it seems like the Nationals are unwilling to trade, you know, like a person like Robles, Giolito, those type of guys. So it's going to be interesting. You know, everyone keeps talking about Lopez, Ronaldo Lopez being a possible reliever for the team, but so far he's a starter, so, and I expect him to start this weekend for the Nationals, so. It's hard to say if they can pick up a player they want. I mean, Chapman would have been the perfect guy. But now, to me, the rest of the relievers who are available are like second-division guys. I mean, yeah, Andrew Miller's good, but he's not Chapman at all. So that's going to be interesting what they do and who they get.
Yeah, when you talk about Miller, I mean, considering what the Yankees wanted from the Cubs for Miller, I'm sure the Nationals aren't going to want to give up that kind of thing. That's why it ended up being Chapman to the Cubs, because they wanted Kyle Schwarber from the Cubs. And so it's going to be interesting. And like you said, the guys that are left, Bill, they're not really closers as much as maybe guys who will step in and be setup men or seventh inning guys. So they're going to need Papelbon to get things figured out here, right? Because to me, it looks like regardless of who they bring in, Papelbon will still be the closer for this team.
As right now, yes. I mean, it doesn't matter who they put in there, who's on this roster now. It seems to me that they have no one who's capable of replacing Papelbon right now. And it looks like they're going to have to try to make a trade if they can. But I think Rizzo's going to have to give up something really good to get that closer he wants.
Now, that's not the only need for this team. They could also use some help on the offensive side of things. They could use Ryan Zimmerman to swing the bat well now that he's back, but they could also go out and get some help on the market. What type of a player would they be looking for to bring in as far as helping out the offense? I mean, there are a lot of options as far as the trade deadline goes in that regard, but what fits best with this Nationals team?
Well, it's best. I mean, they need a center fielder. Now, everyone's saying Blackman is not on the list of guys they want. Blackman's with Colorado, Charlie Blackman I'm talking about. But, you know, I'm telling you, you hope that if they're going to improve, that Trey Turner can be the guy. Now, today, he has 3 hits for the Nationals. He's playing center field. But, you know, you don't know if Dusty Baker's going to stick with that. But it's better production than what they've been getting all year long from Revere and Taylor. So you hope that he can get the job done.
Yeah, and it seems like desperate times call for desperate measures, because we were talking just a week ago, Bill, and it seemed like Dusty Baker had no intentions of letting Trey Turner go out there and play center field. But suddenly now he's playing center field, and I think you're gonna. Obviously, he's going to have a few lumps. I mean, he hasn't played much in his career at all in center field. What, basically a week in the minors and then some extra work up at the major league level. But in his first game out in center field on Tuesday night, he showed you that speed is valuable. I mean, he tracked down one ball in right center field that a lot of players don't get to. But he's also going to misplay some balls. So is it a case where if the bat is good enough to kind of outweigh maybe some issues you're going to have in center field, then it's worth it to have Trey Turner out there?
Yes, I think it's worth it because, Dusty Baker's given Ben Revere, Michael Taylor, every chance to succeed out there. It hasn't worked. And I think Trey Turner needs to play. He needs to play. And I think he's had a great year in Syracuse. I think he's earned the spot to start. So I think he should be given the chance.
Now, what's his long-term situation now as you look? Because obviously this is a guy who's an infielder. He's a middle infielder. He has value there. He certainly has value in center field as well, any up-the-middle type player. But when you look at this Nationals team, there's no clear opening in that middle infield when you look even ahead to next year, right? So if he can figure it out in center field this year and get comfortable and contribute, could he become the center fielder of the future?
He could be, but you know what, though? I got to keep my eye on Espinosa.
Yeah.
Because Espinosa's not hitting now at all.
Yeah, he's so streaky.
He's down to like 224 now. And I got to see, you know, before I say Trey Turner is going to hit the outfield, that, you know, that he could be playing shortstop. You just never know. Because right now, yes, Espinosa has the power numbers. But that hitting-wise, I mean, batting average-wise, he's not doing the job. So you hope that he can pick it up, but right now I'm going to wait and see until I say Trey Turner's going to play center field.
Yeah, Espinosa is so frustrating in a way because he is supplying that power, but that on-base percentage really, really hurts. How about Ryan Zimmerman coming back, Bill? What is the hope that he can kind of get things figured out at the plate? Obviously, it's been a frustrating year for him just with the injuries and battling that, but now that he's back and healthy, I mean, he could give this team a lift as well.
Well, that's what Dusty Baker wants. He wants someone who can give him, you know, a lot of RBIs. And you know, Zimmerman's capable of that. We saw it last year before he hurt his oblique. And, you know, this year, I don't know what's, you know, I don't know if it's injuries, why he's off to the bad start, but he's going to have to pick it up if this team's going to win. It can't be just Daniel Murphy, you know, just doing the job by himself. He can't do it.
So Zimmerman comes back, but Stephen Drew now out. He goes to the disabled list. Vertigo symptoms, and really an interesting situation. I guess there was some thought that it was almost like concussion symptoms, but he hasn't been hit in the head recently. But vertigo symptoms, he'll go to the DL. Wilmer Defoe gets called up, the number
right.
Six prospect in this organization. He saw a little time in 2015, Bill. I know you were obviously with the club then. What can Defoe bring to this team? I know he's going to be a bench piece. It's not going to be a guy that's starting, but what does he bring to the table?
Well, he brings speed, and you know, he can get on base if given a chance. You know, the last few times he's been to the major leagues, he hasn't been given a chance at all. So hopefully, Dusty Baker will give him a chance to you know, be successful at the plate and maybe have the success that Stephen Drew has. And that's about it. And I got to say, losing Stephen Drew is a big loss because he's had a great year coming off the bench. And as a person who had vertigo myself, it's going to take a while before he gets over it because, man, that could be not painful, but you can have dizzy spells and for a while. So it's got to go away. It doesn't go away quickly.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is, with vertigo symptoms, be standing in the batter's box with 95 miles per hour coming
Correct.
Towards you. I mean, that's a scary thought. So hopefully Stephen Drew gets well quickly, because what a bounce-back season it has been for Drew. Great stuff. It's going to be a fascinating week, Bill, leading up to the trade deadline on Monday, because this Nationals team, Rizzo and company, they've work to do. They have the pieces to get something done. We'll see if they're able to pull the trigger. All right, this has been MLB.com Extras, our Nationals edition. For Bill Latson, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.